After surviving narcissistic abuse or leaving a narcissist, did anybody tell you, I don't recognize you? What has happened to you? You look completely different. Did you yourself notice some major facial changes such as sagging eye bags or inflammation? Your face looking bigger and older than what it should look at your age? If yes, then I must tell you there is a direct link between the stress that you have experienced in such a relationship and what your face is showing. If that sounds interesting and you want to know how that happens and how to reverse that, please stay until the end. Hi, I am Danish, a narcissistic abuse recovery professional, your host. Subscribe if you haven't already, and let's get started. In today's episode, we'll understand how narcissistic abuse trauma changes your face. Now, before we begin, I would like to make one thing very clear. You cannot look at this one phenomena, this one thing in isolation and say you are with a narcissist, because people in comments come to conclusions or make it seem like as if I am coming to conclusions. Just because someone's face looks different does not necessarily mean they're with a narcissist. How can you say so? I'm not saying so. I always make it very clear that you have to consider the context. You have to look for the other patterns. This is just one of the many manifestations of trauma caused by narcissistic abuse. And those who think I'm reaching and these things are just a load of BS and it's not possible and so on, need to educate themselves on trauma, and they need to do their own research to understand how trauma changes us physically, because now it's known the body keeps the score. So it's not something that I'm just throwing in the air just because I think there should be a link means there is a link. Of course not. I do my own research. I understand things. I relate those things to my own personal life before I talk about them. And then I come here and share those views with you. In a narcissistic relationship, every second spent with a monster like them is spent struggling, worrying, in tension, all the time anxious, waiting for the sky to fall. And I have said it so many times that keeps your body in an activated state we call hypervigilance. What does that look like on a muscular level? Tightness. And I have talked about our shoulders, neck, and the body downwards, but what about the face? Your face is the primary place that absorbs the stress caused by narcissist abuse, because there are eyes in there that see it all. There are ears that hear it all. And then there is your mouth. With that is your throat. You lose your voice in such a relationship. You can't speak. You are choked. I call it psychological strangulation. And how does that look on your face? These muscles on the corners almost go down, and they stay down because of this overwhelming sadness. The muscles then create the tension on this area. This whole area goes down, which causes sagging like of effect, and then that causes tension on this area in combination as well. That downward motion is followed by inward pinching in this area. You're always like this, unconsciously tightening up your eyebrows, and your eyes are always on alert or shocked. Your eyes may sink in, which was the primary facial change that happened at a very young age with me. My eyes were completely sunk in, and it felt like someone had pushed them in, or I always looked older than my actual age. Why? Because of the stress that I was exposed to, because of the trauma that I have experienced. And this facial feature, eye sinking, I have noticed is present in my other sibling as well, and the children in our family. I remember a couple of years ago, my classmates asking me, what's wrong with you? And I would go like, why? Why do you think anything is wrong with me? And then their response would be, you look quite tense in your face. It feels like you have been attacked by something. You look quite afraid. You feel like under some kind of attack. And that would shock me, because I myself was not aware of what's wrong with my face. I would then go to the washroom, to the restroom, to just take a nice look and notice what was going on. And I remember one day I noticed my eyes looked
quite open, wide, as if they had experienced some kind of brutality, some kind of shock, some kind of extreme violence. And isn't that true? That is what I have experienced. That is what I have witnessed with my own eyes. And that showed up continuously without me knowing it is there.
They say the eyes are the windows to your soul. I say the eyes are the windows to your trauma. You just have to understand the language they speak. The other aspect of this major facial change that happens because of the narcissistic abuse, trauma, and stress is looking older quite naturally. You may be 18, but you may look 37. And people won't understand why, because your face is always in a worried state. It's bigger. It looks completely different. People can tell the difference, and you can tell that as well, but you can't understand why that is happening, which proves chronic stress of all types ages our body, which shows up as these changes. Have you noticed any major facial changes in yourself? The difference between how you used to look before and how you look now? If yes, drop your answers in the comments below and help other survivors feel validated and less alone in their healing journey. Now comes the recovery part. If you have recognized these changes in your face, you have to understand that they are caused by the tension of the muscles. The muscles are attached with the skin. So if you keep them tensed, they leave a mark. The first step is to leave the narcissist, because if you stay in that environment, the biochemistry is going to be out of whack and all messed up, and nothing is going to make any difference if the adrenals are hyperactivated. So you have to first get out, then you have to work on your nervous system. I say that always. But when it comes to your face, what you have to intentionally do is you have to notice how you just go into this pose, into this pinned position quite naturally, and you have to try to keep your eyebrows relaxed, your eyes smooth and calm. You have to start noticing your jaw as well, because this is the point where we store a lot of stress. I talked about TMJ recently. So you have to notice if you're clenching your jaw. And whenever you find you're doing that, you have to intentionally drop it. And I can give you a small, very easy to follow exercise. It's called fish mouth. The way a fish moves its mouth, opens, closes, that is what you have to do every single day to relax this area, like this. You have to open your jaw as widely as you can without forcing it, and then close it gently, letting the tongue rest on the floor, and you have to then breathe as deeply as you can. Another exercise that you can follow to relax your facial muscles is faking chewing a gum, like this. Like that. Move the jaw in the circular motion that will relax this area. And you have to do this for a while for you to see and notice the changes in your face overall. So for eyes, you have to relax this area. And for your mouth, you have to relax your jaw. The conclusion is you have to leave the narcissist. You have to cut off the source of your stress for your body to naturally activate all the healing mechanisms to restore itself. You have to be gentle with your body to understand its rhythm, because